We are back, joined now by our friend Mark Stevens, the publisher and CEO of Long Beach Magazine. Mark, welcome to Straight Talk.
My pleasure to be here, Art.
Mark is the publisher of a quality publication, one of our title sponsors, Long Beach Magazine. Here's the current issue with Jesse James on the cover. Give us, in a sense or two, the core notion of Long Beach Magazine.
Well, first I'll give you a little bit of history. Long Beach Magazine has been around for 5 years, and it was started by a group of young guys. It was purchased in 2007 by John and Michelle Molina. At that time, we made a serious investment in upgrading the quality and coverage that Long Beach Magazine has done. And now we see ourselves as a high-quality lifestyle magazine that celebrates the positive aspects of Long Beach, the people, the places, the things, the events that aren't getting appropriate coverage in other publications. So we spend a lot of our effort goes into, you know, a high quality lifestyle publication covering all the positive aspects of Long Beach.
And you joined as publisher when the Molinas bought in 2007, 2 years ago. That's when you came aboard Long Beach Magazine.
Yeah, I came aboard in September of 2007. And at that time, the magazine was not, I think, achieving the things that really it needed to do to be successful. So we made a lot of changes, redesigned it. We relaunched it in January of 2008. And since then, we've got so much positive feedback from the community, and there seems to be a real acceptance of the product.
It is a quality view of Long Beach. And here's a cover of a recent issue that was also adopted for a special issue with the mayor and the first lady on the cover.
Yeah, that was a product that we did in conjunction with the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Long Beach. And Steve Goodling had the idea of producing a product for the TED conference that would highlight the positive aspects of Long Beach, again, which is kind of our mission. So we took the best of Long Beach Magazine of 2008 and put that publication together in January of this year for, again, use at the TED conference and use by the Convention Visitor Bureau to promote Long Beach in general to its potential conventions.
Mark, as some of our viewers may know, was formerly the publisher of the Press-Telegram. And the function of a daily newspaper, in my judgment and others as well, is to really hold up a mirror to the community, which the Press-Telegram does. But your magazine also holds up a mirror to the community, but it's a mirror of the very best that Long Beach has to offer and some of the very interesting people that compose our very diverse community. So when you read this magazine, it's an uplifting experience.
Very much so, and I think, again, going back to our principal mission of Long Beach Magazine, it is, again, to cover things that aren't getting proper coverage within other publications in Long Beach. The Press-Telegram, you know, focuses on different things, as do other publications, but we try to go in-depth into events, people, places that don't get coverage in any other publication. So it's a really unique product that really does highlight the great attributes of the city.
Well, earlier in the year, you were nice enough to profile yours truly in Straight Talk, and I hear sales really spiked that month.
You know, we can't get it right every month, Art. Sometimes we have softer issues that we're not as proud of, but we did celebrating your 15 years on television. It's an accomplishment.
We appreciate that very much. What are the goals for the years ahead, Mark?
Well, we are very fortunate, as I've talked to, we're owned by John and Michelle Molina, and they believe in Long Beach and believe in the positive aspects of Long Beach. So we really want to continue to uncover and expose all the positive aspects of Long Beach that aren't getting coverage. So we continue to want to upgrade our photography and our editorial content and continue to make a better product that enhances the reputation of Long Beach.
Years and years ago, before you came here, there used to be a magazine called Long Beach Review, four-color, glossy quality, and it was good, and then it disappeared somehow many, many years before Long Beach Magazine started. But it was a predecessor, and it kind of performed that function. Mm-hmm. But now the city is so much more vibrant, so much more diverse, so many good things happening despite our very serious problems. Now, you don't cover the bad, you're not there to talk about the problems and the bad stuff. You want to highlight the positive stuff.
Very much so. We are a true lifestyle magazine that it tends to be not as news timely, but covering, you're right, in-depth articles, excellent photography, excellent writing about aspects of Long Beach that, again, don't get the coverage they should. And Long Beach is such a great, diverse city that deserves to have the hidden gems that are out there that we continually cover on a monthly basis.
Well, if you are motivated to want to support this worthwhile enterprise, they do have paid subscriptions. We'll put the telephone number and website of Long Beach Magazine up at the end of this segment. And you could lend your support and voice and get this by mail each month if you become a subscriber. And you have several thousand subscribers. And, of course, 20,000 issues are distributed at hotels and other convention sites.
Yeah, we're available pretty broadly across Long Beach. We're available in all the downtown hotel rooms. We're distributed to all Long Beach Chamber members. We have a subscriber list. We're available at single copy at Borders and Barnes and Nobles and other locations. So we continue to try and increase our profile, which is important for us. But the people that know us love us, and we get such positive feedback on the work we're doing. So,
Mark Stevens, thank you for again joining us, and continued success to you and your talented staff.
My pleasure, Art.
Hey, we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages. What a fascinating show. Three really talented guests running important organizations in town. Tony Suarez, the new general manager of the Long Beach Armada, Craig Watson, the new head of the Arts Council for Long Beach, and Mark Stevens running the new Long Beach Magazine, 2 years new and young, but all making an important contribution in their respective ways to our city of Long Beach. And Mark, one of the real, I think, assets of Long Beach is the talented people that live here.
Very much so. Long Beach is such a great city. And as you know, you've interviewed a lot of the important people in town. And it just is such a really diverse city that has so many positive aspects.
And despite the fact that you're a resident alien and a Canadian, we still love you. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you all next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.